debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at TomHartman.com. And welcome back. Alan in Seattle, listening on KBCS. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
Oh, well, I'm encouraged by all the positive thinking that your listeners are giving you, you know, in regards to fixing what's wrong with the country.
Mm-hmm.
My special idea is to propose special nonpartisan investigative bodies to oversee Congress and the administration. And this is because of the failure of the current committees in Congress due to the political divide. There's ample, precedent for this because several states have imposed, nonpartisan redistricting committees to oversee, the ungerrymandering of the congressional districts.
Right.
And, and we also have special counsels appointed, Robert Mueller, because they can't handle it within the Congress. So I think Congress needs oversight from nonpartisan investigative bodies.
I agree. The irony here is that Congress would have to pass the law.
And we know how well that's going to work.
Right, at least now. I mean, if you get Democrats in Congress who are genuine progressive Democrats who are committed to transparency and openness and making government work, then it's entirely possible. I mean, most of the congressional oversight stuff that is, that does exist, including things like the Congressional Research Service and there's another one, I'm drawing a blank on the name of it, but two basically completely independent nonpartisan groups that provide Congress information or provide information about Congress were both promoted during Democratic administrations. They were part of the post-Watergate reforms, as I recall, and some of them may go back beyond that. But as long as Republicans are in charge, the Republican Party is so corrupt and has been so corrupt for, I would say, most of my lifetime. I think Dwight Eisenhower was probably the last legitimately elected Republican president and the last Republican president who wasn't clearly, explicitly in the pocket of a group of special interests. Then we got Nixon, and then we got Ford, and then we got, Bush, Reagan and Bush and Bush and now Trump. And I don't think a single one of them was legitimately elected. Reagan used treason to get elected. He cut a deal with the Iranians to make Jimmy Carter look bad, to hold the hostages. Nixon committed treason to become president. He cut a deal with the South Vietnamese to blow up the peace deal that LBJ had worked out successfully in 1968, and which prolonged the war and killed another million Vietnamese and another 20,000 American soldiers. Neither of those guys should have been president. George W. Bush became president because the Supreme Court stopped the vote recount in Florida, which handed the election to... Say what?
Which John Bolton was hammering on the glass.
You're right, and John Bolton was a big part of that, absolutely. And so was John Roberts. John Roberts was the guy who was helping train the lawyer because he used to clerk for Rehnquist, who was the Chief Justice at the time. I'm going to sneeze here in a second. And John Roberts went down to Florida to help train, you know, their lawyers how to plead that case, which is why George W. Bush, you know, made him the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. So, yeah, and then of course Trump lost the national vote by 3 million votes. So I don't see a single legitimate Republican president since 1952, since Dwight Eisenhower, and all the more the problem. So yeah, independent commission oversee Congress. I'm all in favor of it. Alan, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening to KBCS, and thanks for the great suggestion. We'll be back. Dr. Richard Wolff is with us today. Greg Palast is with us today, and a debate with Joe Messina. Isn't it time to start prosecuting the Bush-era war criminals like John Bolton? Check it out. The commercial-free podcasts are available at TomHartmann.com, and you can get clips of the show right here on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook.